Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by BarkBox. What is BarkBox? BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around surprise themes each month for your dog. I have been a member of BarkBox for about 5 years now, so this was even before Part of My Take existed, and I love it, and I know my dog Stella loves it too. Every single month she gets that box. Her tail starts to wag. She knows she's getting some treats. They have treats, toys, all of it's great. This month we actually got a little sushi roll. It was something she played with instantly. She loves it. I love it. It's the best way to get toys and new treats for your dog. Free shipping on any BarkBox within the continental U.S. When your dog falls in love with something from the box, you can easily find it again on BarkShop.com. And here's the deal. Go to BarkBox.com/pardon, BarkBox.com/pardon, and you get a free extra month of that BarkBox plan. Go to BarkBox.com/pardon right now and sign up. Your dog will love you even more. Today's episode is also brought to you by WordPress. WordPress.com wants to salute all the small business owners out there making a big difference. The tool belt toting plumbers, the canine sweater stitchers, the corner deli footlong deliverers, and the mom and pop lawyers who look out for our best interests. While all of those small businesses out there are doing their thing, WordPress is quietly powering their sites and the websites for thousands of small businesses just like them. In fact, more websites run on WordPress than any other platform. Are you a small business owner who wants to make a big difference, or maybe you want to start a blog? Consider building your site on WordPress.com. Now it's easy to get started with 15% off any new plan purchase. So visit WordPress.com/PMT to create your small business website today. That's WordPress.com/PMT to get 15% off your new website. WordPress.com/PMT. Let's go. Fight! Welcome to Part of My Take. It is Monday, March 20th, and the ACC is dead.
I knew you were going
to
go down that road.
Let's
right off the bat, let's get our talking points set. So the ACC is soft.
Sucks, and right? It is soft.
Okay, the Pac-12, what are they, overrated?
Medium. More. It's not about the Pac-12.
Top heavy. They're top heavy.
The Big Ten is back.
Okay.
Villanova chokes.
Is back.
They're back,
is back
to choking.
Yeah. SEC is underrated.
Yep.
I think Big 12 are frauds.
Big 12 fraud. Refs suck.
Mm-hmm.
Are we missing anything?
No, I think that's it.
It was a great, let me say this. It was an exciting 4 days of basketball. Not the craziest tournament in terms of upsets, which people forget. Upsets in the first round usually mean bad games in the second round.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of upsets in the first round. We had some pretty good games in the second round. Probably, a great Sunday, wall to wall.
All the people out there saying that they're upset that there were no close games, that just means that's those people raising their hands and saying, I don't gamble on these games.
Right.
Because there were a lot
Every
of close games.
Every game was close.
They're nail biters.
So our Sweet 16 is set. And, my hot take, ACC is soft. My real take, we all just inflate these conferences, and then single elimination tournament changes our point of view when that's not – it's one game.
It's so great when you can be sitting on a couch and you're 6 beers deep and you're shoveling pizza into your mouth and you're not wearing a shirt and you're like, those kids are soft.
Right.
Those 18-year-olds are soft.
I'll be the first to admit, the Big Ten had 3 teams into the Sweet 16, old Big Ten cat came back out.
Yep.
Puffing out that chest, talking about conference championships and which conference is better than the other. Nothing better than the sports fan that roots for its rivals come tournament time.
And I found that that's true in the whole Duke UNC thing. The state of North Carolina roots for other North Carolina teams.
Yeah.
It's a subcategory.
No, shut up for a second.
If you'll shut up, I'm saying not Duke and UNC fans, but like a Wake Forest fan, they'll root for Duke in the tournament if Wake's not in it.
I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Duke is the one exception. Shout out to the NCAA tournament because they don't do a lot of things, or NCAA in general, they don't do a lot of things correctly. The pod system is one thing they do correctly because on Sunday we got to see Kentucky fans rooting against Louisville in Indianapolis and then North Carolina fans rooting against Duke in Greenville, South Carolina. It made those two tournament venues so much more electric.
Yeah, and I mean just the whole story of Duke, like how far they've come. Coach K, he's battled back from having a bad case of hypochondria, right, where he thinks that he's sick.
Yeah.
So he's battled back from that.
Turns out his intuition to fake an injury this year was right. He should have just stayed out the whole year.
Yeah. So that's bad coaching on Coach K's part. But can we fire up the rumor mill and get Coach K back to the NBA?
Is it too soon
for that?
Nope. You're wrong. Coach K is 70. Coach K is going to retire.
Oh, this offseason.
That's the new rumor.
This is the year.
No more Lakers.
And then Chris Collins.
Yeah, exactly. Coach K, by the way, after the game, did you see that he said it was the toughest defense that they've faced all year? I don't think he realizes that Duke gave up 65 points in the second half, which I saw a little sabermetrics for you. The most points ever given up in a half by a Duke team under Coach K.
Wow.
2,538 halves. But guess what? It was South Carolina's defense,
you know what,
that did him in.
They quit on Coach K.
Yeah?
The kids quit on him out there. That's tough to see. If I were him, I'd probably walk away too.
Nine McDonald's All-Americans, and Duke doesn't make it to the Sweet 16. This actually is a point for people, you know, against all the sabermetrics nerds who say you just need the talent. If you watch Duke all year, they never really played like a team. It was basically they had some really, really good scorers.
Hero ball.
They were soft in the middle, like we said, I don't know, like 2 months ago, right, Hank? And we kind of people saw, I mean, they had obviously the highest ceiling because they had the most talent, but you got to play like a team.
Mm-hmm. But I'll also say they got beat by football guy today. Frank Martin.
True.
He's a basketball mind that has that locked-in syndrome, like the author that wrote a book by blinking.
Yeah.
It's like a basketball mind trapped in a football guy's body.
Frank Martin plays Vince McMahon in the WWF movie.
Frank Martin looks like the PE instructor from Beavis and Butthead.
Did you also see Frank Martin is a huge Pitbull fan? Like,
yeah.
Number one Pitbull fan in America.
Yeah, well, either that or his social media intern loves Pitbull.
Nope, because Frank Martin's also from Miami. He's a Cuban. He's Cuban. His parents are Cuban, so he's got a little Mr. Worldwide in him.
Dale,
and he is a big. I actually went back. He's been tweeting about Pitbull like before. You know that one that went viral,
yeah.
where it was like a quote that Pitbull didn't make up.
Yeah, reach for the moon, and if you miss, you'll be on top of the world.
Even before that, he was tweeting about Pitbull. And like tweeting when Pitbull did the New Year's Eve, he was talking about how awesome it was and how lit it was.
He's old school Pitbull.
Yeah.
Before Pitbull sold out.
Yeah. The other storyline I had, I now am believing everything that LaVar Ball says because Lonzo Ball was unbelievable against Cincinnati. He had 18-7-9, 4-for-7 from three. He is awesome. And so $1 billion contract, shoe contract. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sign him up.
And I'll say this. His weird shot is starting to grow on me.
Yeah.
I'm liking that left ear release.
It's going to get stuffed to the rafters in the NBA, but I love it.
It's going to be great to watch, though.
Yeah.
Now, at first, when I'd watch him shoot, I'd be like, you know, that's like watching Jim Furyk swing a golf club.
Yeah.
No way can this guy be good. And turns out, it's like my favorite thing to watch.
Yeah, it is a very weird shot. What other thoughts? I mean, I my brain is basically mush now because I've spent four straight days watching basketball. Actually, the only break I took, I went to the fight, Triple G fight at MSG. Let me tell you, I respect the Garden now.
You're a big Garden
guy?
Yeah,
I'm a Mecca guy.
Are you going to the Mecca this weekend?
I am going to go to the Mecca, Wisconsin. Wisconsin has never done...
Let me back you up.
Exactly what they're going to do. Everything's fallen into place. Duke lost in the bracket. I've now looked at the region they're in, the East region, and I said, oh, Florida, South Carolina, all winnable games. So oh, it is. My hopes are all the way up.
It fell perfectly so that we can get Suicidal Big Cat this weekend.
Oh, it's
I'm
coming.
Really looking
South
forward to that.
Wisconsin's going to beat Florida, and South Carolina's going to beat Baylor. I'm going to say, oh, South Carolina can't beat Wisconsin. And South Carolina will probably win on a buzzer beater right in my face. I'll have like front row seats. Right, remember the Kentucky game, Final Four game? Kentucky actually hit one in my face.
Yeah, so as a Minnesota fan, this is a big week for me too, because by
no one has ever been more triggered by that.
I'm also a Wisconsin fan, so I'm really looking forward to this.
So triggered.
Finally, my team will get a Final Four berth.
So Wisconsin's going to lose in heartbreaking fashion. That's going to be fun. The rest of the field is pretty much chalk besides that East. You have the other three number ones are still there. You have Oregon and Michigan. The UCLA-Kentucky game is going to be awesome, by the way. I just want to throw a little shout out to that.
You think?
Watching that whole thing. They've already played this year.
That's good analysis,
they've
Big
already
Cat,
played
thanks.
This year. The best team, you didn't the know best they team, already played this year.
The best recruits playing against the best player. It's going to be a good game.
Best recruits are actually sitting at home.
Oh, Duke. That's right.
Duke.
I want to get this out in the open because a lot of people are starting to talk. I don't want any rumors going around. I did not go to SoulCycle the last couple days, but I had a good reason.
Oh, so you want to control this message.
Yes,
I see.
I had a good reason.
Hank, you're going to cut this part out? We'll start this over?
No, of course not.
So, hey, PFT, how was SoulCycle this weekend? You didn't go because you don't do, whenever you lose a bet, you don't fulfill the promises?
I'm going to go. I went
Say
the first
sorry
day.
To Hank. Say sorry to Hank.
Wait, so the bet that was 3 out of 4 next days.
Oh, I went SoulCycle. The first day. If you guys want to let me explain.
Yeah, okay.
Did
you go in your suit that you're supposed to wear for a month?
I got a wisdom tooth that's really killing me, and so I went to the dentist.
I'm sorry
on Friday
to hear that.
Morning.
Real
and
sorry.
So I had a root canal. I've got to get it extracted. I've been in pain. We didn't tell people this, but when we recorded that Friday show, I was crying while we recorded. That's how much pain I was in.
I don't remember that.
And
I
so,
don't remember that.
Yeah, so I...
Do you have a doctor's note?
Yeah. Do you have those pain pills you said you'd give Hank and I? Because we were like, all right, you can not go to SoulCycle, but you have to produce prescription pain pills
for us.
Here's
the thing. When you look like me, a doctor isn't exactly breaking out the prescription pad right when you walk in, right? There are a few. I have to go see a dentist like 5 times before he trusts me with
just
free Vicodin.
Just Robert Duane Reed.
Ooh, that sounds
just
like a good
fulfill
idea.
Your destiny.
Yeah, so bottom line is I'm going to go, but I wasn't able to go. I was dealing with a severe tooth issue.
Hank,
you want to say anything else?
Sorry?
I'd like to apologize to our listeners.
Oh, wow. Okay, interesting. Yeah. Another bet. Why do we even make these bets?
I'm going to follow through on this one. It's just
so silly.
You got to give my tooth. I can't ride a bike with a tooth injury.
And you can call Marlins man while you're on the bike.
Yeah, there you go. Oh,
oh no, that was Big Cat. Big Cat lost that one. Thanks for bringing that up.
What was that one?
Big Cat lost the Marlins man
bet.
What was that bet? It was during championship week, I think.
What was it?
I don't know, but you lost it. And so
you
have
can't
to,
think
how
of
do you
it?
Know he lost it?
Yeah,
because I remember the bet. You have to have a 20-minute phone conversation with Marlins, man.
That's fine. I'll do it because I actually fulfill my bets, but I can't even remember what the bet was. So if we have to figure out what it was, and then I'll happily call him.
Wait, is your defense I don't remember it?
Do you remember it?
Yes, I remember the bet.
What was the bet?
The bet was during championship week.
What?
We bet something during championship week.
Yeah, okay. Come up with the bet in the next 5 seconds, and I'll call him right now.
I have like a 6-second memory. I can't figure anything out.
All right. Someone else tweet us and help us. What was the bet I lost? I honestly can't remember for the life of me. All right. Let's do Tiger Woods Memorial. Who's back of the week? Special shout out to Tiger Woods. We found out today that he probably is not going to play in the Masters.
That's
a shame. We're at the point now where we just get updates about what tournaments Tiger's not going to play in.
Yeah, he saw April 6th through 9th, and it must have broken his heart to not show up.
Yeah,
you
that's
know he
tough.
He had that circled on the calendar for years.
Breaking news: Tiger Woods is not going to play in MLB Opening Day.
Breaking news: Tiger Woods will not be attending the Final Four.
Yeah. Because now I guess we're just updating the world on things Tiger's not going to do,
news,
and everyone expected him not to do.
Breaking news, Tiger Woods would really be looking forward to watching Conor McGregor fight against Floyd Mayweather.
Ooh. Tiger Woods should just go get the back surgery that Coach K got. You know, the fake one that he got at the Duke Hospital?
Go see his fake doctor.
Do that. All right. Who's back of the week? PFT, why don't you start?
Okay, I'm going to start. Hank's not going to interrupt me because I don't think Hank has one. My who's back of the week
is Babson basketball.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Babson Beavers.
Very relatable.
They won the D3 national championship.
You're talking with a girl that goes to Babson? Is that what this is about?
No,
cheerleader for Babson?
Proud of the Beavers, you know, Massachusetts school.
Oh, Beavers.
It's good to see him get one.
Love it. Okay.
So they won D3?
D3 national championship by 1 point.
Okay.
It was on TV.
You watched it?
I scrolled past it.
Put a ring on that beaver.
You didn't stop at it. No. You didn't stop at it. Okay. Why don't they play that game on Monday when everyone's jonesing for some college basketball?
That's a good idea.
They also should. I can't say it enough. If I ever become president, the Monday after the first round of the tournament, we start the MAC spring football season. That's when we need to do it. That's
it's
when
a three-day season.
Yeah, I don't care. Just Monday give me Wednesday. Something. You can't give us nonstop betting action for 4 days straight and then just snatch it from our little hands. Okay?
We need to earn some of that money back.
I need something, a lacrosse tournament. I'll fucking watch your stupid rugby. I don't care. I really don't care. Just give me a line and make sure that it's on at like 8 a.m. That's all I want.
Okay. My who's back of the week is undershirts.
Okay.
So you always see in the first couple rounds of the tournament, the biggest sleeves in the world come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm talking 6XLs on a kid that's maybe 6'8", but weighs like 130 pounds
mm-hmm.
at a mid-major. And I just love seeing those things flopping in the wind.
Yes.
And you can tell because on Kentucky, they've got a couple of those big undershirt guys too, but none of the starters are undershirt guys.
Right.
That's the bench starts where the Hanes XL beefy shirts start.
Brad Calipari covering up his hideous tattoos.
He wears probably 6 undershirts. Yeah.
Exactly. My who's back, I have two. One is Jay Wright on CBS coverage, second week of March Madness. Good to have him back.
A tradition unlike
he's always
any other.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We missed you last year.
It's like bringing Andy Reid into the booth for the playoffs
yeah.
for like the second two rounds.
Yeah. People forget if you take away that one ring, big time choker.
Yeah.
And then my second who's back is crying kids on TV. So we had this, the Northwestern kid who was crying. I think he was the AD's son. We're a little out of practice. Usually our crying kids time for America is late August, Little League World Series.
Love it.
When we get to just laugh at a bunch of 12-year-olds have emotional breakdowns on national television. So I think people kind of didn't know what to do. There was some people who were like, that's not fair. You shouldn't laugh at him. Listen, it's a crying nerd. He basically looked like young Darren Revelle. He plays young Darren Revelle in A Nerd's Life, the Darren Revelle true life story. And it was
Secret
fantastic.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, yeah.
You can't put him on TV and not expect us to laugh.
Are we going to reach the point where it becomes cool to become a crying kid meme?
Yeah.
Are 11-year-olds going to go back to their elementary school and be like, hey, I'm the crying kid?
Yeah.
And then you get all sorts of like, I don't want to say tail because you're 11 years old, but over, you get like some kisses.
Over the pants hand jobs.
Mm, some rubs, some dry humps.
Why not?
7 minutes in heaven.
He's famous. 15
minutes of fame gets you 7 minutes in heaven. That's what
he's
they say.
Famous.
Sabermetrics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the best moment ever.
Did you
watch it? Yeah.
Yeah, the kid crying was
fantastic.
Great. Yeah.
And Northwestern, I actually did. They did get a little screwed by the goaltending call, but I don't really feel bad because I watched that whole Greeny Pep rally and I wanted to puke in my mouth the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Now that
Big Ten cat, huh?
Yeah, well,
Northwestern's
not
really.
Some places, yeah.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
I have my limits. All right, let's do our talk with Dan Dockage. We recorded it in the middle of the Duke South Carolina game, so at that point we didn't know that Duke had lost. I think I bashed Cal when I should have directed it towards Coach K.
It's okay. We all make mistakes.
Yeah. So
you apologize
just
for
pretend that?
That
I'm saying Coach K instead of Cal okay. every time I say something mean about Cal.
You're sorry.
I'm not. All right. Here's Dan Dockage.
Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make sure incredible home cooking is accessible to everyone. They achieve this by supporting more sustainable food systems, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, they've got sustainable seafood. They've got beef, chicken, and pork. All comes from responsibly raised animals, and their produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. Holy crap, that sounds good. Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental United States and 99.5% of food deserts. Now, cooking together builds strong family bonds, and research shows that Blue Apron's families cook together nearly 3 times more often. They've got great meals like salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli, pork chops and miso butter with bok choy and marinated apple, all sorts of good stuff. And we've got a special deal going here for you. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/pardon. That's blueapron.com/pardon. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
All right, we now welcome on a recurring guest, friend of the program, ESPN analyst, college basketball guru, here to talk about all the March Madness. We have Dan Dockage. Dan, I told you before that we started, we're going to read some of the roasts that people sent. And I want to start with that, maybe kind of break the ice here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's
so this guy said, Dan open mouth kisses his son better than Tom Crean. So I just wanted to throw
Look, that's not. Come on.
Okay. This person said, if I had to pick an actor to play Dan Dockich in a movie, that actor would probably say, who the fuck is Dan Dockich?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Well, I mean,
okay.
I mean, truth is, when I do your podcast, like, all of a sudden people know who I am. But other than that, that's more true than anything else.
Yeah, they just get mad. They know who you are on Tuesday, a random Tuesday in the middle of February when you're bashing their team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about real basketball, though. We'll intersperse some of these mean tweets throughout. So, March Madness, first 4 days are over. Congrats, by the way, to your son's Michigan Wolverines, a team of destiny. Who is your surprise team to be in the Sweet 16, and which team do you think was the biggest disappointment?
Oh, man, I'm not sure there are any surprises yet. Like, look, Villanova, I guess you'd have to say, is the biggest disappointment, but your Badgers are good, man. I mean, they got clutch dudes. They got guys that have been doing it for, however long. I'm a little surprised that Oregon, even though they're a 3 seed, they lost the Boucher kid. Mm-hmm. They just won. They're in. I'd be surprised if South Carolina – wins, but I don't know that I'm really surprised by anybody. Maryland disappointed me at the end of the season. They were going pretty good, then they kind of stunk at the end and lost in the first round. So if I'm going to say a team, I'll say Xavier, because Xavier lost their point guard. Okay. And by the way, is McAfee beating all you clowns in your pool?
Yeah, McAfee is going out to Las Vegas, I think.
Yeah,
so finally, the millionaire athlete gets a break. That's nice to see. I've been seeing your face all over ESPN this weekend. What are things
it's
like
a
up there?
Face.
Are you chained to a radiator? Have they let you leave that desk yet?
Oh man, I got a 1 o'clock show tonight, 1 to 2, and then I'm driving to Hartford for a 7 a.m. flight so I can get back to my radio show. I've been here doing it, but hey man, it beats working.
Yeah.
Beats the hell out of working.
Hardest working man
stuff.
In showbiz right there. What happened to the ACC?
It's a great question. You know what? I think a lot of times when everybody tells you how great these teams are.
By everybody, you mean then, the media elites like yourself.
Yeah, all of us.
ESPN analysts.
Like, I've said all along, look, the Big Ten isn't down. It's just fun. There's a lot of teams that are the same. Like, let me ask you, how would it have been for the Big Ten even better if Northwestern would have played Gonzaga and then that call would have been made? That'd have been a hell of a deal.
Although, do you think that call changed the game? Because I know what Chris Collins has to do after. He makes the whole face. He does the thing. I think Gonzaga wins that game no matter what.
It changed the game. Did it change the outcome? Probably not. I mean, they were still going to be down 3, but it changed the game. I mean, the one thing about basketball, when you're sitting there on the sidelines, I swear to God, all of a sudden, like, momentum is unbelievable. Guys literally, and I'm being serious, every coach will tell you this, guys like shrink. When your team's rolling good, all of a sudden the guys in the other team don't look as big. When the other team's rolling good, all of a sudden their guys look huge. I'm telling you, I'm not saying they would have won the game, but 3-point game late against a heavy favorite, I'd take it. I'd take it every time and watch those guys choke it up a little bit.
Right, and then their coach ran out onto the floor, got in the ref's face. Do you think that Chris Collins is a thug for doing that?
Well, he lives the thug life. I mean,
in Evanston,
he's where's he from? Northbrook or somewhere
Yeah, straight
up
out of Northbrook. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the T-shirts.
Yeah, straight out. Yeah, he lives the thug life. He's just extending that to Evanston, of course, absolutely, no doubt.
So
why wouldn't he?
So
that's how he rolls.
You made a good point, and I wanted you to expand on it because we saw it a bunch over the weekend. 18, 19, 20-year-old kids just kind of melting down in big moments. We saw it with Vanderbilt. I thought the Wichita State last possession was really bad. Do you think, like, is that on the coaches? Are they the ones failing these kids, not being able to get them in the right position? Or is it just these, 18-year-old kids are going to do things that are going to screw up at the end of games?
Well, the Vanderbilt thing, that's on, I hate to say it, but that's on the kid. I mean, you look, you One thing people always complain about is AAU basketball, and all these kids play AAU basketball. But what AAU does, it puts you in a million situations. You know this, man. You know this when you were, you know, when you're doing your athletic events. You got an interior clock where you know how fast you're running, how high you're jumping, what the score is, or whatever it is. You know, if you're a quarterback, you've got an interior clock where you know when the rush is coming. So you always know as a player. He just made a mistake. I thought Arkansas's possessions were god-awful at the end of the game. You could put that on the coach. If you just have a god-awful possession, then you got to say, what are you doing? Do you practice this stuff? But, you know, other than that, sometimes kids just screw it up. Like, sometimes kids make great plays. Like, before I called you, I watched this Dorsey kid for Oregon just hit a 26-foot three-pointer for the win. I mean, sometimes kids do great things. Sometimes they screw it up.
But, so, the Vanderbilt thing. Bryce Drew used all his timeouts with 7 minutes left. If he has a timeout and he's, you know, telling his kids over and over the time and situation, don't you think that there's a chance that could change?
Yeah, of course. But here's the deal. I can't really remember what exactly he used the timeouts for, but I'm guessing you can make the argument if he didn't call timeout, then Northwestern may go on a run and they wouldn't be in that position.
That's a tough thing. Like, look, I'm going to tell you point blank. A kid, I've seen that a lot. One of my kids did it. Actually, one of the smartest kids I ever had did it. And he looked at me and he immediately went, oh, man. That's on the kid. And again, I'll blame coaches. I just did. But those things, you look up at the clock, you know your teammates, you talk to each other. Those things on the kid, man.
So the kids are making a lot of mistakes. Who's the best coach left?
There's a lot of good ones left, which you would expect. I got to tell you what, man, Beeline's pretty good. Like, Beeline right now at Michigan.
That plane crash stunt was really good for motivation. Like, you got to take your hat off to that guy.
It's a weird deal, man. And that was a crash. That wasn't just a slide off the runway. And I was talking to my son today after the game, and I'm like, man, you guys been rolling for a while. He goes, you know, he's like, yeah, this started after we lost to Ohio State. They lost to Ohio State, and they were god-awful. And Beeline kind of, I don't know, he kind of got them all together. He convinced Derek Walton to become a different guy, play with more enthusiasm, and he did, and he brought everybody up. But that plane crash, I'm telling you, when you're, as my son said, when you're helping your teammates and everybody else get off a damn plane so that they can sprint, you know, and band members and everybody else so they can sprint away and get away from a potentially exploding plane. That's a different deal, man. That's not, hey, help me with my homework. So those guys are loose. They're playing. They're fun. I'm telling you, I got them winning national championship. I don't know if McAfee kept it. He might have changed it and put West Virginia. But I got him winning national championship because of all that stuff.
And your son's on the team.
That's a little bit to do with it.
Okay. But, all right, let's just admit that.
Hey,
let's
they're 12 out of 14. They were hot going in, but yeah, my son's on the team.
Yeah. So if you had to pick a team.
Hey, can you guys give him an internship? I got to get him. Anyway, yeah. Let him hang around.
Yeah.
Let him drink the bus.
Okay.
Let him light your cigarettes. Anything.
Yeah. We can give him an internship. Pat hired like 45 interns in Indianapolis, so I'm sure he can hop on there. Pick one team that your son doesn't play for that could win the national championship.
You know, I didn't like Kentucky today. I did like Kansas a lot, and I like Duke a lot. I'm not big. I like Gonzaga more than I thought. If I'm going to pick one team, I'm going to say what I saw today, I'll take Kansas. I thought they were really good. I think they're big. And that kid Josh Jackson, man, he's really good.
So
at 6'7".
No UNC.
I thought UNC got lucky. I thought there were some fouls, some travels, some hooks. I thought they got. I thought Arkansas got job by themselves. They screwed it up with possessions, but I thought
myself
that the officiating stunk. Huh?
I've jobbed myself once or twice, as I was saying. So you actually, people, you don't like to bring this up, so I'm going to brag on you a little bit, Dan. You shut down Michael Jordan one time. We don't hear that enough. Do you think that you could? Do you think you could have held LeVar Ball to under 30 points?
You guys are the best. You really are. I think I could have held LeVar Ball in the 30. He and I had the same scoring average. Maybe I went to 3. So it'd be a battle of the Titans if we matched up. It'd be unbelievable.
What about today's game, Wichita State versus Kentucky? I thought I've long believed that Coach Cal is not a great in-game coach. Did you see anything in that game that showed, you know, Kentucky's weaknesses and where they could be vulnerable going forward in the tournament?
All right, I'm going to tell you something about Coach Cal. Coach Cal did a great thing today that a lot of coaches that coach great players are afraid to do. Malik Monk was playing garbage. He wasn't guarding anybody, nothing, nobody. Cal takes him out, starts yelling at him. Guess who made the defensive play at the end of the game? Malik Monk. There are so many coaches that are scared of players, particularly great players. They worry if they yell at this guy, other guys aren't going to come. They worry if they yell at this guy, he's going to shut it down. Cal Perry doesn't worry about it. He don't worry about it at all. And Monk wasn't guarding, and he took him out. He's the leading scorer in the SEC, or second leading scorer. He took him out, didn't hesitate, yelled at him, ripped him. One of his assistants ripped him. And what does the kid do, man? The kid comes back and he makes the best defensive play of the game. I got a lot of respect for Cal because of that. Look, I watch so many of these coaches, and they're so afraid to yell at kids. You screw up, everybody wants to clap, pat guys on the back. Look, you screw up, you're the coach, you're supposed to yell and scream. I mean, you're supposed to. It's the coach-player relationship. It's historical. That's supposed to be their buddy. You don't make anybody better by clapping and saying, "Yay, Rod, let's go." Cal's not afraid, man. Give Cal a break. You guys, I don't really follow whether you're too hard on Cal. I follow you guys a lot of stuff. But if you're too hard on Cal, stop, because he ain't afraid. He's tough. He's tough on these guys.
I just have always thought Cal is a great recruiter. What you just mentioned to me is less X's and O's and more, you know, coaching up the guys, which he is good at that. I've always thought he's not the strongest X's and O's guy.
Well, here's the deal with that. When you got his guys, man, you can't. In modern college basketball, everybody's going to do basically the same thing. They're going to dribble the ball. They're going to ball screen. They're going to roll the ball screen, all this kind of stuff. So, everybody does the same stuff. But he's smart enough to figure out, look, I got these guys. I'm going to be brutal on them. I'm going to make them tough. I know they're going to be distracted. And we're going to keep getting better and better and better. And that's what he does. So, actually, you know, it's like I always say, anybody can draw an out-of-bounds play up. Like guys say, oh, man, he's a great coach. He's got great out-of-bounds play. Hell, anybody can draw an out-of-bounds play up. Just practice it a few times. But figuring out a guy's psyche, figuring out what makes dudes tick, that's pretty good. That's real coaching. And I'm not going to lie to you, man. Cal's great at it. He's really good.
So the tournament got off to a crazy start. You're an Indiana guy. Indiana announced that they were letting go our sweet prince, Tom Crean, the handsomest coach in NCAA basketball. How'd you feel about that? The way that whole thing went down?
Oh, I don't know. You know, you put yourself in a position to get fired, you're going to get fired. I mean, that's just, I hate to say it, but that's the way it is. I didn't think he should have been fired. You know, he had a bad year. A year ago, he wins the league. He beats Kentucky. I figured the AD already had offered in place because you don't fire somebody, you know, I don't think, unless you already at that magnitude, at that level, unless you got somebody in place. But I'm not so sure that's the case. I feel bad for Tom. I like him. I like his family. But, you know, you put yourself in a position, man, they're going to fire you. So he'll be fine, but I didn't think he should have been fired.
How much of his firing do you think we can put on his face being made fun of on the internet all the time? It had to have played. Come on. You've sat in those situations.
Amount.
Yes. Thank you.
Look,
thank you.
Indiana people bitched about everything. Face, walking around, drinking. I think freaking Obama got elected in Indiana people, or excuse me, Trump got elected in Indiana people tell you it's Crean's fault, I think. It's like everything's Crean's fault. Look at how he looked in the camera. Look at how he walked
right.
around.
It's,
look
no,
how
it's look a good way. He looks
it's,
stupid in the camera.
I have a standing theory that Tom Crean shouldn't have been fired because he's not that bad of a coach, and I threw out the stat that got Michigan State fans all upset that he's had more outright Big Ten titles than Izzo in like the past however long decade,
right.
Which isn't that's not an indictment on Izzo. That's more Tom Crean is a better coach than people realize. But his face,
right.
the way his face looks, that's a fireable face.
All right, let me ask you a question. So, all right, who else has a fireable face? And I'm talking about any sport.
That's a good question.
Good question.
Or is it just him? Is that like does
no.
he? Does
Norv
his
Turner.
Face.
Yeah.
Norv Turner has a fireable face.
I'll give you that. I think he's a fireable neck.
Jim Caldwell's got a very fireable face because it never has any emotion.
It's
so you're
blank.
Like, I could just, this guy's not even alive. He won't know if I don't pay him next week.
All right, let me ask you this. You didn't say why Crean has a fireable face. You say that Caldwell, because of no emotion, he's stoic.
Oh,
why is Crean out of
fireball? Because he breathes out of his mouth too much.
Yeah, how much time do you have?
Yeah, he never learned how to breathe out of his nose.
So, yeah, it's the combination of the mouth being open, the rectangle glasses.
The
rectangle glasses that are the exact same shape as his mouth when it's open.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't do him any favors.
The sweat.
The redness on his face.
His suit coat always looks a little bit too big.
His hair is really greasy.
Yep. He's not wearing ties. I like my coach in a tie.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't button the suit jacket ever.
Yes.
Oh, he kisses his son.
Yeah, on the lips, which you do as well.
That's not his face.
It's
part of it.
When it's touching his son's face, then yes, it's part of his.
Transitive
property.
You just made my point. Everything Crean does bothers people.
He walks. The way that he walks.
His face to his tie,
I want to trip
shirt,
him.
To his son.
His name. Tom's a stupid name. No, I think he's got a bum rap, and partially because of his face. So now that he's gone, let's talk about who's going to replace him. You mentioned Alford. I'm going to throw some names out there. You tell me what the likelihood. Archie Miller.
Probably not.
Okay. Greg Marshall.
Man, did you see his wife today?
Yeah, she was getting very animated in the Wichita State section.
They'll probably talk to him. I think Alford's going to be the coach, but they'll probably talk to him. Probably.
Okay.
I would think.
Wojciechowski.
Oh.
Who?
Wojo.
No.
Okay.
They just had a Marquette guy. No.
Brad Stevens.
Oh, that's the the Holy Grail.
Mm.
That's the guy who
right
gets
around.
The job is going to have Stevens lingering all over him. So, I'm sure. Like I've always said, you just fill a plane full of money, and you just fly it to Boston and. You know, Brad, here you go, man. Let's figure this out together. And
yes.
I don't think that he's going to come.
That's what
but
they did with Whitey Bulger. It didn't work out.
Do you think Indiana is going to do that? Do you think the AD and the president are going to fly to Boston and sit down with Brad Stevens and be like, anything you want?
I do. I think they're going to talk to him.
There you heard. Heard it first. Breaking news. Brad Stevens rumored to go to Indiana by Dan Dockage.
Let's do
insider.
It.
Indiana insider.
Yes.
They should hire his son. And just be, his 10-year-old son.
Yeah, I'm into
is
it.
The head coach. Just but, like, but are you going to let your son live in Indiana without you?
But make him wear his dad's suits.
Yeah.
I love
make
a kid wearing
Tom
Green suits. Yeah, there you go.
That actually fit.
His kid can live with me. I live in Brad's hometown, Zionsville. He can live with me. His grandparents are close. That'd be fine.
All right. I have two more names.
Okay.
Pat Knight.
I was going to say Bobby Knight.
Well, maybe Bobby would be the AD.
No, I think we'll let I think we'll let anybody named Knight go.
Get the band back together.
Okay. And then last name, Dan Dockage. People forget you coached in Indiana.
Well, I think that that's Holy Grail A, but no, I don't think
Dan Dockage. What if they come with the Brad Stevens money and they're like, hey, Dan, we're going to give you, let's say $5 million a year to coach Indiana next year.
Yeah. Then I'm your guy.
Okay. Dan Dockage throws his hat in the ring for the IU job. Headline grab.
little sources.
Did I see something on ESPN this week about Bob Knight coaching practices naked for you? Did I dream that?
He didn't coach practices naked. No.
Or he was walking around
naked. Who's naked?
Somebody was naked.
Was naked. I've seen that man naked more than I saw my wife. There's no question. Every day he's naked.
Nice.
Every day. Every day. And but he would take the, get out of the shower, take the towel, and work the undercarriage in a back and forth from front to back motion. It was unbelievable. Every day.
Classic.
That's a player's coach.
Yeah. Yeah. That's efficiency right there.
I was coaching with him. He wasn't in front of the players. It was, we got the show almost every day before or after practice or both sometimes. Great.
Was he a blow dryer guy? Great. Would he put the blow dryer on the boys or just use the towel?
No, he just shammied.
All right. I wanted to ask you about one other coaching hire this weekend, Brad Underwood for Illinois. I actually love this hire because I think if for college basketball, especially with how it works nowadays, guys just want to score and he's going to let them score. Do you think it was a good hire? And also, are you worried at all because a lot of people talk that they need a Chicago guy, Chicago roots, to go recruit, you know, the hotbed that is Chicago basketball.
Yeah, then he needs to go get a Chicago guy to recruit. But that's a great hire. Big Cat, that dude is, he's going to be great. You guys are going to love him. He looks like he's mean as hell, right? Now let's talk about his face. You seen his face?
Mm-hmm. Good face. Not if you fire that guy, he's going to punch you in the nose. Tom Crean, Tom Crean, he's going to kiss you on the lips. See?
If you fire Tom Crean,
I just proved my point right there.
Tom Crean's going to ask you where the bathroom is because that's the only thing you ever... Where's the bathroom?
Yeah. Tom Crean's going to ask you to hold his retainer.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
can you hold my retainer while I puke?
My night headgear.
So you think that...
I have a sleep apnea mask. Can I get it out of my office?
You guys think if you fire Brad Underwood, he's going to kick your ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. So you think that's a good hire? You think Illinois...
That's a great hire, man. That dude is a ball coach. He's offense. I watched Michigan play Oklahoma State, and I couldn't believe how good Oklahoma State was. Now, remember, they lost their first six games in their conference. Like, they were awful early. And, again, that's coaching, man. You bring a team back from six straight conference losses, all of a sudden you're playing your brains out in the NCAA tournament. I think he's a great hire. Absolutely great hire for Illinois. They got to recruit Chicago. They got to recruit all around Chicago. There's no doubt about it. But that's a great hire.
What about this Mike Hopkins guy that they hired at Washington? I guess he was the head coach in waiting at Syracuse, so Boeheim's got to be really mad about that. I guess Boeheim's always angry about something, so this is what Jim Boeheim's angry about today. But I'm going to read you his Wikipedia page, his entry, okay? And you tell me if this sounds like a good hire or not. The 6'5" Hopkins was a fan favorite, known for his all-out hustle and general scrappy play. He's known as a real gym rat, a coach's son, the first one in the gym, last one out, and deceptively fast with a high basketball IQ, who plays the game the right way and gets the most out of his abilities. What do you think about that?
What's wrong with that?
Great guy. Great coach.
That was PFT's fan fiction.
No, that's true. It's his Wikipedia page. Yeah. So he's a coach's son's dad.
Yeah.
A coach.
I like him a lot. I like Mike. And Mike, see, they just announced that Boeheim gets another year or two. So
good.
Mike said, you know what? I'm going back home. Yeah, they just announced a contract extension for Boeheim. So Mike said, hey, I'm going back out west. He's a California kid. So he's always nice. I married a Syracuse girl. He's always nice to me and my wife, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, Boeheim seems like the type of guy that's just going to hold on to his job out of spite. Like, anytime they're like, oh, this is the next the guy who's going to take over Boeheim's job, he's like, nope, I'm going to live another 20 years. I'm going to pick my nose on the sidelines and complain when the selection committee doesn't put me in the tournament, even though I'm 18-14 and didn't win a game outside of the Carrier Dome.
And start fights with cities.
Yeah. Sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds pretty
funny. Yeah, I know. All right, Dan, thank you so much. We'll do one final mean tweet each to send you off.
Let's do it.
This one's actually nice. This one's actually nice. R Wheeler 21 says, "Tell Dan I'm sorry for calling him Jokic in 2012. I was drunk in Vegas and Purdue just lost to Kansas. My hands were tied."
You know how many times in my life I've been called Jokic? like
it's pretty good burn. It's pretty good burn.
I've been hearing that since I was like four.
Yeah, and I can tell it hurts.
Okay.
It kills me still.
The last one is, even though you may be right about Michigan, you still have horrible hair that your wife won't let you shave off.
Ooh.
That's kind of mean.
Ouch.
That's right. I have the worst. I know I got the worst hair in America.
Yeah.
Like, I know it. And my wife and my daughter, like, Dad, you know, my daughter's like, Dad, you can't shave it off. I won't let you. And I'm like, well, you know, my wife begs me not to because I'm dying just to shave it off. It looks ridiculous. I can't stand looking at myself. It looks idiotic. But what are you going to do? They tell you they can't shave it off. I'm not going to shave it off. I just keep my wife happy this time. It's my second marriage. I don't want a third.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
That's what Mike Greenberg says.
There you go. Dan, one last question before we let you go. Is the Big Ten back?
Yeah. Big Ten never went away, man. The Big Ten was a lot of fun this year.
No, the Big Ten's back. The Big Ten's back. Also, just a tip for you. I know I asked you about the ACC earlier, and you gave some like roundabout answer.
I did. Because I couldn't remember who won what.
The answer is the ACC is soft.
All right, I'll go with that. I couldn't remember I couldn't remember who the hell was in the tournament, not in the tournament when we first started this. So, you know what? ACC just showed how damn soft it was. That's
yes.
all that was.
Okay, perfect. Just throw that out there on ESPN, then maybe give a little wink to the camera. I'll know I'm, you'll know
tonight
I'm watching.
Between, hey, yeah. You will hear tonight between 1 and 2 in the morning, 12 your time. That will be said on this College Game Day show.
Love it. Love it. Dan Dockich, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll see you at Indy 500. We're going to be there.
You got to come in studio again.
Definitely. Absolutely, absolutely.
Gentlemen, if you're wondering whether your shirt is too long to wear untucked, it probably is. Finding a shirt that looks good untucked has been one of the biggest problems in men's fashion for years. Most are too long and too sloppy. It's a deceptively difficult look to get right. Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. Research shows a clear preference for an untucked shirt to be long enough to comfortably cover the belt buckle, but short enough to keep a portion of the pant pocket exposed. With a few innovative design changes, Untuckit shirts fall at the perfect length. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuckit shirts the only choice for the untucked man and the perfect gift. So visit Untuckit.com, use the promo code STOOLIES to receive 20% off all purchases. You can also visit their new stores. They've got them in New York, Austin, LA, San Francisco, or Chicago. Untuckit.com, because the right shirt will make all the difference.
All right, let's do some segments. First up, we have a little bonus power rankings. Power ranking season. And let's power rank the teams of destiny still in the tournament. Everyone knows them. The stories get told. Mm-hmm. They start to get written. Hey.
But there are multiple teams of destiny.
Yes.
So you have to have backups ready.
Yeah. So, because once the real team of destiny, which I think we can all agree is Michigan.
It's Michigan. The plane crash.
The plane crash. So
people forget that Uruguayan rugby really took off in the 80s.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. After all the guys ate each other.
How long do you think it would have taken for the Michigan players to just start eating the weaker players on the runway?
Like 25 minutes.
Yeah. Dockich's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd get eaten.
He'd be tasty.
Yeah. So Michigan is the number one team of destiny. But if Michigan falters, who you got for a little backup?
I hate to say it, but I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Ooh.
For Big Cat.
I don't agree, but okay.
I want to say, no, they're the second team of destiny, so they're going to lose and then somebody will take their place. But it's your destiny to get your heart broken.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean that in the nicest way possible.
That's true. I actually think Gonzaga. Because still small school. Remember, even though they got that one seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never been to the Final Four. Never won at all.
This ain't your grandfather's Gonzaga.
And
actually, it's more like this ain't your older brother's Gonzaga.
I do believe in teams of destiny absorbing the teams they beat and their destiny,
absorbing their power. Yeah.
Yeah. So they took out Northwestern, which was a true team of destiny. And they absorbed all that destiny. Mm-hmm. They're double the destiny.
That's a good point, because with a team like Northwestern, with all the nerds that they had rooting for them,
right. All
those nerds are the type of people that would say, well, if we can't win, I hope that the team that beats us ends up winning.
Yeah, we only lost by five. So
I'm
going to
cheer
win.
For the team that beat us, because they were such good sports about shoving us into a locker.
Right, exactly. Hank, who you got? Anyone?
I like Butler for that reason you just said.
Ooh, okay.
Small school. Been there before. This is their year to finish it off.
Okay. All right. You got another one?
I was going to say Baylor. Too soon.
Probably. They did do that Craig Sager thing. Did you see that? They did a little tribute to Craig Sager.
Very problematic.
Frauds. Hot frauds. Give it to me.
Hot Baylor. The team is frauds.
That was Jim Rome calling in and giving his thoughts on Baylor. I'll have one last one for you. West Virginia.
Yep.
Huggy Bear. Never won a title. Those stories are going to get written, and people forget he had a heart attack on the court this year.
Huggy Bear, I shudder to think what Huggy Bear would do the night after winning a championship.
Oh, man. But seriously, this is the get ready for it, because if Huggy Bear can make it through this next round to the Final Four, he will be anointed, the thing you never want, the best coach to not have a ring.
I think if Huggy Bear makes it to the finals, he's going to treat it like Randy Quaid treated the finale of Independence Day,
mm-hmm.
where he steers that fucking the airplane into the spaceship's cloaca or whatever with a nuclear missile on it.
Yeah.
Bob Huggins is going to have a heart attack during the game or at the end of the game. Leave it all out on the court, and they're going to win.
Oh, my God. And it's in the desert, too. Oh, way too hot for Huggy Bear.
Dry heat, though.
Yeah, true. People forget dry heat. All right, let's do some more segments. We have a PR 101 for this soccer player. It was a clip that went viral on Sunday. He, after winning a game, I assume he had the game-winning goal. No one watches soccer, so who cares? He thanked his wife and girlfriend and then was like, oh, whoops. I mean, just my wife. I love my wife.
At least he said wife first, right?
So, yeah, PR 101. I don't know, man. You have so much love that you need to spread it around kind of thing, you know? Yeah. Right,
he's just got a big heart.
Right,
that's his problem. Is that really something to get mad at somebody for?
Right, you want to bring happiness to multiple women.
He cares too much.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear what you have to do if you're this guy. So, you're not allowed as a guy in today's day and age to get mad at your wife if she cheats on you after you cheated on her. Right. So what he needs to do is just say, "Hey, honey, if you want to sleep with my girlfriend too." You can do that.
Yeah.
And just be the bigger man and be like, I tell you what, I understand you want to get back at me. You know, if you just want to grind it out with her for a while, that's totally cool.
Everyone knows. Not going to get mad. Everyone knows that it's every guy's dream to have a threesome, and you can spin any situation into having a threesome. You just got to be like, hey, she's kind of hot. She's into me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's half the battle.
Wait, are they twins? Every guy wants a threesome with twins. Make sure that we add that
in
there.
It was such an awesome clip. Also, what an all-time fuck up.
I'll just say this. Buy her flowers.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to just buying a girl flowers? That mm-hmm. fixes everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hank, that's a little free tip. You're a young buck.
Yeah.
Might not be as experienced in the ways of love as two of these old alpha males over here.
Yeah.
You ever like screw a girl's sister or something mm-hmm. like that? Or like cheat on her with like a 17-year-old, just pick up some flowers on the way home.
It's buy her some flowers, or if you really want to get classic guy with it, do the dishes. Take a little off her workload. Mm. Yeah.
Love it.
It's a nice thing. Maybe vacuum a little.
Yeah, vacuum before she comes home.
Yeah, just a little. You don't actually have to vacuum. You just have to vacuum like one little area.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I vacuumed.
You're like,
leave
hey.
It, and then you leave the vacuum out, leave it plugged in, so she has to come in and actually like put it all away. But she sees that the vacuum was out.
But she notices it.
Yeah.
That's the
thing.
Like,
wow, you really helped out around the house.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know that time that you knocked up that go-go dancer?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed that you put some cold rosé in the fridge. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's so sweet of you.
That was really nice of you. You actually took out the laundry. You didn't fold it. You just threw it on the bed.
Well, you folded your laundry.
Yeah.
But then you just dumped hers over in the corner.
Yeah, but that's just helping out, you know? All right, we have a King State Kings. This one goes to Louisville.
Whoa.
They got kicked out, and they got bounced from the tournament. But before they did that, they scored exactly 69 points again.
And as we heard from Mark Titus, Louisville leads the nation in team scoring 69 points mm-hmm. in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. So King State Kings, that's not a coincidence.
No, that's not a coincidence. Rick Pitino, what's going on with his...
He doesn't look well, does he?
He's very ghoulish.
He looks like a guy whose wife turned him vegan.
Yeah.
He's lacking minerals, I think. He's got no vitamins anymore.
He needs one of those sad lamps, you know, that people get in the middle of the winter and they're like, oh, it's just like the sun.
The sun
and
lamp.
They just stare into like a big bright light that probably fries their brain and gives them cancer. But they're like, oh, yeah. Now I'm not sad anymore.
I could see Pitino getting really into tanning
and
wearing those goggles, but the goggles that are a little bit too big for your eyes. So the whites or the eyelids of his eyes are still like totally white,
mm-hmm.
totally paper white, but the rest of his face is just orange.
Yeah. Well, spin zone for Louisville and all the players that got bounced when they had a pretty good seed and a good team. You probably have a couple prostitute parties between now and the end of school year.
There you go. Another spin zone for Louisville. You can finally get rid of all these yahoos making all the sex jokes about your sports coach and start to focus on your spring game with Bobby Petrino.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. We have a people forget that. This one goes out to Gene Steratore, who people forget he's actually a NCAA basketball ref as well as an NFL ref.
Yeah.
So you can just blame all your reffing anger, which there is a lot of because they really fucking suck, all on Gene Steratore.
Gene Steratore is the scapegoat that America needs right now. If I'm Trump right now, I'm throwing out all of my plans to publish reports of crimes committed by immigrants and just publish reports of missed calls by Gene Steratore.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the solution is, but NCAA basketball reffing has gotten so bad, and it's every game, and it's against every team. There's no bias or anything like that. They just suck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't get how they can suck so bad. There was many games that were decided. The UNC-Arkansas game was decided basically by a bad call. The Gonzaga-Northwestern game. I mean, you can just rattle them off.
Duke.
Fix it.
Yeah.
I don't know who
Duke,
I should be mad
classic
at.
Classic case of Duke getting screwed by the refs.
Yeah, they. Oh, man, those refs made him give up 65 points in that second half. wasn't their defense and not playing as a team.
How do you get to a point in life where you love rules so much that you have to become a professional referee in two sports?
Yeah.
That guy just loves regulations.
Loves them. He's the guy who calls in when they put the drop zone in the wrong spot.
In golf?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, technically,
calls in the tip line.
In golf, we're all referees now.
True.
That's all of your responsibility.
Couch. Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know how to fix the refs. I just feel like Mark Cuban should start yelling at someone about it.
Yeah.
That's how all ref problems get fixed, is Mark Cuban starts yelling at someone. Maybe just Mark Cuban starts yelling at David Stern about the NCAA
refs. About the NCAA refs. Yeah. Just for old time's sake, right. Bring Stern back into it.
Come on, let's do it. Cyberdust him, Mark. We have two last ones. We have a Big Ben update.
Yes.
So what is our Big Ben update?
So Big Ben, today he said that he's leaning towards returning to the NFL in 2017.
Oh, wow.
So I guess Big Ben was... I don't think that this is really an update for Big Ben. I think he just looked at his calendar. He's like, oh, football season.
Oh,
come
shit.
Close. I'm getting close to play football
again.
I should
take this boot off.
Time for Big Ben to throw some football now.
This is the best non-retirement ever. I mean, there's some bad non-retirement, notably J.J. Watt's announcement that he was going to not retire, even though no one thought he was actually going to retire. That one sucked. This one's awesome.
What I love about every article that's been written about Big Ben's non-retirement and how he's like thinking about actually unretiring, you can tell they were all typed with one hand, and the other hand was the reporter just making the jerk-off motion. I was like, Big Ben says he's probably going to come back in 2017.
Big Ben's brain's probably just now clearing up a little bit from I don't know how many concussions. So he's like, oh, I could play football again.
It's warm outside. Me, get ready to play the pigskin.
Lastly, I wanted to just say I have a Stay Classy. It's for Coach K. I don't know if you saw.
No need to tell Coach K.
On Friday night,
always classy.
After losing to, beating Troy, he went over to their side and he said to the Troy basketball players, to be champions is something special. We played well because you played well. Even though they beat Troy by like 20 points. They made him step up their game.
In other words, your performance tonight made us beat the shit out of you.
Yes, exactly.
So that means that you played well.
I really wish Frank Martin would go up to Coach K and say that to his face tonight. Ooh. Because it would be,
love to see Frank Martin walk into the Duke locker room after the game and be like, hey, you boys, you guys really pushed my team tonight. I like that. you really showed us that we can be champions, so thank you.
Yeah. All right, that is our show. We are going to have, who are we going to do on Wednesday? Anthony Rizzo?
I think, yeah, let's play the Rizzo interview.
World Series champion Anthony Rizzo is going to be on the show on Wednesday. Get excited. We had a great interview with him when we were down in Phoenix a couple weeks ago. What else? We got anything else?
I think we're good to go, man.
Oh, we might have have our old friend, The Source.
Special guest, yes.
Sue Feiner is going to probably, hopefully, join us for a little something. Hopefully,
before Sweet 16. Don't know if it's going to be on the actual podcast.
Yeah,
but
we'll
get
him on.
It'll be a video that pops up on Barstool Sports.
And,
check it out.
And just a quick shout out to award-winning listener Andrew Gibson. Keep fighting, man. I know you guys are going through some chemo. Hopefully, we can bring you some laughs, and we will see everyone on Wednesday.
Love you.
Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.